The drop in world oil prices has hit Russia's economy hard. The government has cut spending, and the people who are feeling the most pain are important to President Vladimir Putin. We're talking about pensioners and the middle class who make up Putin's political base. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from Moscow.
This is a rarity in today's Russia, a street demonstration by aggrieved citizens. Dozens of well-dressed people are heading to the central bank to ask for government help with their mortgages. Dmitry Novikov says he and his wife Zarina are in trouble. They have a mortgage loan of $84,000, he says, and now their payments have soared to about twice what they used to be. Dmitry is 33, an electrical engineer. Zarina, who's 27, works as a pet groomer. The reason their payments are so high is that their mortgage is payable in dollars, but their salaries are in rubles. When oil prices crashed, the ruble lost more than half its value in relation to the dollar. Zarina says the bank forced them to take a dollar-denominated mortgage. She says the bank told them they weren't qualified for a loan in rubles because their salaries weren't high enough. But, she says, bankers assured them that the economy was stable, so their dollar payments would never go up. Now, the couple says they're in danger of losing the modest apartment that they worked for years to buy. Economist Vasily Solodkov says the mortgage demonstrators are glossing over some important facts.
I think, you know, that they were not honest with you when they were saying that banks forced them to take the mortgage denominated in U.S. dollars.
Solodkov, a professor at the Higher School of Economics in Moscow, says many home buyers were motivated by the much cheaper interest rates on dollar mortgages. Still, frustrated home buyers like the Novikovs say the government should help them. They're part of an emerging Russian middle class who saw a vote for President Putin as a vote for prosperity that would allow them to move up in the world. And the fact that they're willing to take to the streets to protest suggests that they want to hold the government to that promise. The combination of a weaker ruble plus inflation is hitting hardest at another important segment of Putin's political base, retired people. Vasily Solodkov says many consumer goods in Russia are imported, including much of the food, and that's hitting the typical retiree.
Whose pension in U.S. dollars was $500 per month. Now it became about 300, and prices raised the same way as the exchange rate. So it's really a problem for those people.
One of those people is Zinaida Kucherskaya, a 75-year-old whose pension buying power has fallen by almost half in the past 2 years. My pension's not very big, she says. We pay for the apartment and maybe something extra. That something is food. And Kucherskaya says she's had to stop buying a lot of things, meat, milk, and cheese, because they're just too expensive. Even for staples, such as potatoes, Kucherskaya has to shop carefully. You can see, I walk with a cane, she says, but I go from store to store to find what I need at a cheaper price. Kucherskaya comes from a generation that's seen worse times than this, though, and for now, she says, she's not complaining. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.